I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Free beer's ice cream game. Oh, I always forget about this.
It's time for Free Beer's ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. Joe pull out his drumstick. That will make the guy scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Steve yells out taco.
Okay.
Have we played this since you've been back with us, Maitland?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
In a while.
Yeah, it's been some time since I heard that little tune.
That tune is pretty great.
It's a great one, yeah. Good one.
When you were at your other job, after you left us, it makes it seem like I'm complaining. After you moved on and had a full-time job doing morning shows, did you ever think, man, I wish I'd have brought that whale noise with me?
A little bit. I think my first co-host away from here asked, he's like, so what were you known for there? And I was like,
funny you should ask. I was known for
whale noise.
Boy, that's a hard question to answer no matter what.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time, 20 some years. And if somebody said, what were you known for? I'd be like, I don't know. I guess everybody thought I was kind of a dick.
I guess I couldn't talk right.
Everybody
gave me a lisp and said I was a know-it-all.
I guess.
You're the only person. I'm the only person that's ever been on that show that no one hates. That's a pretty. That's a pretty heady thing.
It's absolutely you are.
I mean, give it time. Hatred builds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You might be. That's a really.
It's an honor.
When we
I don't know. I wouldn't brag about it. That'll make people hate you.
When it was
you're on eggshells now.
Oh, yeah.
When it was announced that you were coming back, it was like universal 100% happiness.
Yeah, I was so offended.
Yeah, it was the first thing we ever did right, apparently.
How true.
I did tell him to suck my butt.
That's right. Don't you have that drop over there on your machine?
I do. Give me one second.
You said that to someone who said something really insulting to you.
I think I said it to you.
Oh. That's not what I thought
right.
happened. I don't think you did. That doesn't sound like something I would deserve.
Yeah.
I read a text.
That's what it was.
That was very snarky to you.
Yeah.
And you were like,
my butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now I need to know. Somebody will remember. We'll get that in like 2 seconds. All right, Hot Wings, you did not win last time. Oh. Who would you like to square off against in the ice cream game?
I would like to square off against the world's favorite, Maitland.
Okay.
Suck my butt.
That one.
Okay, so the way this game works is I will read the card, and it leaves a blank, or the sentence ends with an ellipsis, so to speak, and the first person to give a plausibly correct full answer is the winner.
Okay.
Winning this game is very important.
It's very important.
Because it leaves you in so much better of a spot in your life than losing this game.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Hot Wings and Maitland. The person I'd like to see naked is
Andy Jesus. Warhol.
Hot Wings said Jesus. Maitland said Andy Warhol. I don't know. These are both very strange answers.
He is my Jesus.
Haven't you ever wondered if Jesus was packing?
Not. No. That is a strange question.
Mm-hmm. Or if it, like, it had its own little aura.
I'm trying to think.
What? Just me?
Oh.
You think he was circumcised?
No.
Not in that era, right?
Probably not.
No, no, definitely not. I bet he had the best turtleneck.
This text, Maitland wouldn't follow my dog on Instagram, so she can suck it.
Oh, oh damn.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I bet
that's
your
an
dog
insult.
Has the best
that
Instagram.
That is an insult.
Let's see. Hot Wings and Maitland, there was no winner in that first round because you said Andy Warhol and Jesus for the people you want to see naked.
Well,
my favorite slang word for penis that I can say on the radio is
bald-headed warrior.
Wait, it's like you're trying to tie.
Weenie.
My biggest regret from high school is
pooping. Not having sex.
Maitland said pooping very fast. Like, did you do it at high school? Like on a teacher?
No.
Or did you just hope to not poop for 4 years?
I think that's more what I don't think I ever pooped.
All I eat is Colby cheese.
I don't feel like that's a real regret of yours at all.
What was yours?
Not having sex.
Okay, yeah, that's probably more legit. I bet he thinks about not having sex more than you think about having pooped at your school. Yeah. However, Maitland was first, and it's plausibly correct.
Oh,
so
lame.
Maitland versus Steve. My least favorite smell is
lavender.
Danny DeVito.
I don't believe that. I believe you love the smell of Danny DeVito.
No,
I bet he smells like lavender.
I bet he smells bad. I bet
Danny
he
DeVito
smells
like Jersey Mike's.
I love the smell of Jersey Mike's.
I know.
Yeah, it's fresh baked bread and ingredients being sliced quickly.
A great smell.
Steve, I'm going to give you the win for that.
Okay.
Steve versus Hot Wings. My personal hell is
this.
Plausibly incorrect. Steve, still go ahead.
Going to the doctor.
Oh, Steve wins that one.
Mm-hmm. Lame.
The other parts of the show, if you said it's my own personal hell, accepted. This one, no.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
We can't do that one. Okay, yeah, we'll do it. Steve versus Maitland. You can't say a swear.
Okay.
My favorite four-letter word is?
Darn.
Steve said darn. Maitland said poop as though it had 50 O's in the middle. Steve gets the win.
That's because I almost did say swear.
Even though I specifically said you cannot
That's
say a
exactly
swear.
That's exactly the reason you want to say a swear. You put it into their heads.
Hot Wings versus Steve. The number of tequila shots I could do without puking is?
40. Zero.
Steve said 40.
Mm.
You could?
Mm.
Are you willing to back that up?
Nope. I could do maybe two.
I might have snuck a bottle of tequila in here.
Oh.
Do you think Seriously? You could do four?
Four shots of tequila? No. I don't think so. Without barfing? I hate tequila.
What if you had salt and a lime?
No, that would make it worse.
And it just burns more coming out.
Oh. No. You brought a bottle of tequila to work?
Yeah, in case this card came up.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago. It's been in there for years.
It's really good to be prepared.
Come on, tequila card.
You could have just gone through the cards, man.
This one, Steve and Maitland. My favorite non-alcoholic beverage is?
Coca-Cola.
Are you willing to back that up, Steve? I have a Coca-Cola here for 3 years,
no.
too. And I have a juice. No, I don't have any of those things. Steve wins. Steve is dominating. Steve versus Hot Wings. Blank instantly bores me.
This. Steve's
Again,
answers.
Mathematics. No, it doesn't. You cannot insult this game during the game. Steve?
Mathematics.
Steve is dominating.
But I changed my mind before he even said it. I said Steve's answers. And they do. And he shouldn't have won the tequila one because he's a liar. He couldn't have 40 shots.
Okay, you're right. Hot Wings versus Maitland. The best thing I've ever gotten for free is?
A Pepsi Cola cup.
That is so lame and not true. You've gotten so many things.
I loved that cup.
You've gotten so many things free just because of this job.
I got that at my elementary school fair, and I bounced a ping pong ball into that glass cup, and it was awesome.
No, I'm coming around now.
It's the first thing I ever won in my whole life.
One time I got, with no explanation, in the mail, a SpaghettiOs spoon with my name engraved on it.
What?
And that's pretty much the greatest thing I've ever had in my life.
Did it have both NGs on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were they made out of the SpaghettiO noodles?
Nope, it was engraved like regular engraving.
Well, yeah. They can
I don't think Jostens does a lot of things made out of noodles. They might. I don't know if they made that.
Man, a second Jostens reference this week. That's
something
crazy.
Tells me Jostens wasn't in charge of the SpaghettiO
spoons. It's still at my parents' house, by the way. Can I take it?
Yeah.
This is my spoon.
It's got
that's
your
yours.
Name on
that's yours.
Yeah, yeah, right? Why should someone else get this?
I imagine that was from Best China Spoon Company.
What if they gave it to my wife's ex-husband? Because his name is Greg with two G's also. What if they're like, we've always wanted you to have this spoon.
I bet he got
it. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I bet he ended up with it.
You're one of the nicest people ever, but come on. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Okay. Hot Wings versus Steve. My favorite sex playlist song is?
Let's Get It On. Let's Get It On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, no music for you?
I don't care for music during sex.
It has to be music I don't really know.
I make my own rhythm.
I don't want to start singing.
What do you put C-SPAN on or something?
No, I don't have anything on.
Well, this is a hearty debate about infrastructure.
It's the same reason I don't like to run to music. You know, I like to vary up my tempo. And if I have a tempo there, then I'm going to follow it. And it wrecks everything.
For all those times you're running?
Well, when I run.
First of all,
like...
if Hot Wings runs again, he's not going to have headphones because he's going to be being followed by an attacker.
That's not true. I ran. I told you I used my treadmill not that
you
long
said you
ago.
Walked.
Yes.
You told us
and you
walked
didn't even
because,
change clothes.
Yeah, because you wore jeans and hiking boots.
That's true. But I did run on it about a month earlier than that. And then I haven't run on it since. But I don't like to run to music when I do run. I don't like to walk to music either. I like to set my own pace.
You don't like to strut? Like a model? Runway?
Yeah. Prance?
Yeah.
I can do that without music, though. I can work it.
Maitland versus Steve. The place I feel most out of place is?
In an airplane.
Steve said in an airplane. Maitland said home. Pathetic, but second, so Steve gets the win. Your home or somebody else's home?
Somebody else's home.
Which one?
All of them.
All
of them that aren't mine.
Steve versus Hot Wings. I'll tell you what I'll never try again is...
A mustache.
Now that is absolutely plausibly correct. Maitland, have you seen Hot Wings' mustache era from the early 2000s when he wanted to look older?
I think so, because somebody edited the words of Skirdoo on it.
Probably.
No, they didn't. It was there. Edited.
Oh. No, that was more late 90s than early 2000s. By then, I think I had lost it by then. It was at the college.
It was,
So it was like 96, 97, 98, somewhere in there. Man, it was bad, too.
Hello, everybody. I'm a grown man.
I want to look like Ned Flanders. I look old.
Look at my briefcase.
Look at
briefcase and a mustache.
I loved my briefcase.
Idly ho, neighbor.
Three kids standing on each other's shoulders under a trench coat.
That's what I look
Hello,
like.
We're here to see the R-rated picture.
Hello, fellow adults.
A pinhead with a comb on my face.
One for the film, please.
We're calling it a picture now. One for the picture. Hot Wings versus Maitland. My sexual partner is bad at...
Pickles.
What? Never going to pin Maitland down on one of these questions. Never going to get a drop of oops out.
I'll say foot jobs, because that's a real thing.
Both are plausibly accurate. Maitland gets the win.
Yeah. Hey. Bad at pickles.
He doesn't like pickles.
Steve versus Maitland. The last words I plan to have are.
Are you serious?
I would really like you to do that, Steve.
In that way.
88-year-old Annette leans in and says, honey, I've always loved you. And I will see you in heaven.
It's,
and
Steve it's says, okay for you to go now.
Are you serious? Like a character in a bad SNL bit that won't end.
You go, all righty then. Are you serious?
Yeah, that sounds like it was somebody's, some like sidekick's catchphrase.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Sure
that
it
kind
is,
of thing.
Yeah.
All three of you, ready?
Yeah.
The thing I miss most about being a kid is?
Being on
pizza.
The
not having
playground.
To get up for work.
Maitland said pizza. You've eaten pizza as an adult.
It was
so
better as a kid.
It was not. Hot Wings said not getting up for work, which is the number one answer.
Yeah.
And Steve said being on the playground.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Pretty great.
Playgrounds were amazing then. Now they're stupid, right?
Well, now I go there and I really want to play on them, but it's socially not acceptable.
It's really awkward when you don't have your kids with you.
I know.
It is
weird. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.